I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. Flooding on the Mississippi River is causing another delay in building the new I-74 bridge. Iowa DOT planner Sam Shea says the contractor is doing the best it can to catch up and keep workers safe.
The high water, I think, and the velocity of the water is faster and higher than we anticipated for any normal flood event. So I don't even need to go into much further detail. It's affecting everything.
In March, the weather finally allowed Lunda Construction to place the first pieces of the white steel arch onto large concrete piers in the middle of the Mississippi River. That work was delayed a couple of months because of the very cold, snowy winter. And then, this month, Iowa DOT District Transportation Planner Sam Shea says all the snowmelt from up north pushed the river to its eighth highest level in the Quad Cities, and it became dangerous for Lunda employees to work up high using cranes parked on barges in the fast-moving, debris-filled river.
They're not actually up on the arches. They do have other things that they can work on, but the floodwaters have been high enough that it's actually starting to top over some of our pier work as well.
Shea says the high water is definitely causing delays and has slowed Lunda's progress.
We planned for there to be some flood events and some weather delays. We plan in what we call contingency, and then we also plan for risk management. So last year's, I think we had six different flood events last year, and while those were not flood events like this, they were critical because we had those cofferdams up, and once the water increased above that cofferdam elevation, then you flood the cofferdams, and then we can't work on the piers, and we can't work on the drilled shafts. Well, so now we're done with all the drilled shafts, and we have most of the pier work done, at least all the pier work for the westbound bridge. So we've got all that done, and we would be very little impact from a low elevation flood like what we were having last summer, those 14, 15 foot elevation floods. But, you know, over 20, you know, it's darn it. You know, we did all this, we got all this stuff done, and we managed to get up out of the water, and now the water seems to be chasing us.
The I-74 bridge project team is working with Lunda officials every day, trying to find ways to speed up progress.
We started with offering them additional funding for more shifts if they can find more workers. You know, I think they need skilled tradesmen, so like skilled iron workers and that sort of thing. And I think they've got all of them. You know, it's a big job. That may be an exaggeration. I'm sure they don't have all of them. But you know what I mean. We're still looking into possible solutions to accelerate the project and get it back closer to the original schedule.
The Mississippi River is forecast to crest again over the next week or two, and the water is expected to remain very high all month long. I'm Michelle O'Neill.